The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he cuts away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes to make it bear even more. You are pruned already by means of the word that I have spoken to you. Make your home in me as I make mine in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit all by itself, but must remain part of the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, with me in him, bears fruit in plenty. For cut off from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is like a branch that has been thrown away. He withers. These branches are collected and thrown on the fire, and they are burnt. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask what you will, and you shall get it. It is to the glory of my Father that you should bear much fruit, and then you will be my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. There's a story about the 19th century American evangelist, D.L. Moody, he of the Moody and Sankey hymn book, was on a visit to a prominent Chicago citizen. We don't know much about the conversation up to the point where Moody stressed the importance of going to church. And his host subjected that he could be just as good a Christian outside the church as within it. Without a word, Moody walked over to the fireplace, the days when we had blazing fires in the fireplace. He picked up the tongs and took a blazing coal from the fire. Then he simply stood there, holding the tongs and watching the coal. His companion watched the coal as well. In silence they watched until, of course, the lone coal smouldered and went out. I see, said the host. I think the lesson is quite clear. Using the metaphor taken from the vineyard, Jesus, using a sight that was familiar to them, describes himself as the vine, the true vine, and the Father as the vine dresser. And he goes on to speak of them as the branches and explains that provided they remain part of the vine, they will bear much fruit. But cut off from him, he said, they will not bear fruit. It's a simple lesson. Lesson that can be learned from the vine or any other growing plant that we know. If the branches come off, then no fruit. And that's why Jesus commanded Peter to found his church so that we could be grafted onto the vine continuously all through history to the future for all Christian generations. But the fact in Western Europe is that the majority of baptized Christians no longer remain part of the vine. A little injection, perhaps, when it's Christmas, or you remember Easter Day, it's absolutely packed out. But for whatever other reason, and there may be lots of good reasons, they're not here, they're not on fire with the gospel. It's an enormous task, because 50 years ago, a poll said that just 3% of Britons regarded themselves as holding no religion at all. 3%. So 97% said they did. Now, it's 45% that say they hold no religion. And it's particularly strong, of course, among the 18 to 24-year-olds, when two-thirds describes himself as holding no religion. And of course, it is one of the reasons why the neglect of Catholic moral and ethical teaching on so many issues highlighted in the bishop's letter as we go towards the election, so that the liberal agenda reigns, and we're shy of us mentioning anything that's counterculture. And yet, nevertheless, St. John Paul II said we have to be, in our own times, countercultural, picked up as Pope Benedict came to our country and spoke about relativism, which dominates in politics. At the end of the war, about 70 years ago, it was reported that 90% of the nation's children had some contact with a place of worship, whether that was Christian or Jewish, of course Muslim or other faiths as well. 90%, of course 70 years ago, it was a smaller percentage of other religion. Most of it was Christian. Now, it's less than 9%. So you can see the uphill struggle for our faith. And we know that within our own families, only too painfully and well. And we use phrases like they're lapsed Catholics or resting Catholics, but the reality is cut off from the word and the sacraments. And so the light goes out. It's burning so dim, there's not much heat coming from it. And that's why in this Easter time, as we celebrate the glory of the risen Lord, the Lord, through the church, reminds us of some of the truths that he's spoken, because what we've heard in the gospel today and about now is some of the discourses that he gave at the Last Supper, because he knew it was easy for them all to fall away. You remember, they all forsook him and fled. Of course, Easter Day, they come back. And maybe that's why at Easter it's packed out. But you see, the rest of the time until we get to Christmas, it's not. So it's a serious situation, as we know, because we can only remain in him, stay close to him through prayer, through reading or hearing the scriptures, celebrating the sacraments that he left us, keeping his commandments, as the second reading reminded us. What we don't know is why Moody's host found church uncomfortable, but it may be sometimes things we have to look at too. Not having time can sometimes be a feeble excuse, and yet we find that with the erosion of the Sabbath, more and more people are having to work on Sundays, particularly the young. And all the moral pressures are there. Do you want this job? I can remember when I was, gosh, in Ensbury Park, it's going back to the turn of the millennium, and one of our servers, it was got a Saturday and a Sunday job. Well, not a Sunday job, because he wanted Sunday off. And he was said quite clearly, look, do you want this job? I've got a string of youngsters wanting it. If you don't want it, suit yourself. And that's what they get. And I met one of our regular 11 o'clock who, she said, my job, they're telling me, I've now got to work on Sundays. And it's quite hard to stand up and say, I'm not going to do, because they said, somebody else will take your job. So we can see that's all part of what's going on, but we can't always just make it an excuse, but it can be there. But there's also many other attractions. Most of us remember when nowhere was open on a Sunday and nothing was happening, and now it's the absolute opposite. It's like any other day, and the 24/7 comes in. And again, it's all pulling away. But sometimes it can be church life that can be one of the problems. The cold shoulder, the squabbles that go on, the tittle-tattle, or worse, the lack of care and concern. They're all part of human life, can infect church life as well. We may hopefully make visitors feel welcome, and maybe new parishioners, but not necessarily always. But also, we can totally ignore people we've sat alongside for years. Saul found that in the first reading. He tried to come in, and he got the cold shoulder from them. But we know it's not right. And we know two families with little ones, it can be hard. Not just the frozen, frosty stare and the harsh word that they get. But always remember that it was Jesus who loved the little ones and said, "Let the children come to me." And the disciples were the nasty ones that wanted to turn them away. I know what children can be like. We all know what children can be like. But they're welcome. And the hardest churches and the most difficult are the ones that haven't any. So we've got many things to think about, to look at, as we hear Jesus say, if you wish to remain part of the vine, then we've got to be with him. And maybe some of the pruning that needs to be done is some of the things I've spoken about. But in all of this, the sacraments, as I'm always saying to you, flowing from the Easter mystery, are there to help. That baptism, that confirmation, the anointings of the sick and marriage and holy orders, all the sacraments come together to help us being linked in to the vine. But we do have free will. Maybe we should try to find out why it is that some of our families, our friends, our neighbours, people that we used to see that we don't, what's taken them away, what's going on, so that we can look as to see how we can all bear much more fruit.